44. Killian. A bead of sweat rolled into his eye, but Killian couldn't risk moving to wipe it away. Not when the Anuk raiding party they were about to ambush was drawing ever closer. The warrior's eyes watchful as they scanned the hills and cliffs flanking the path. Other than rocks and scraggly pine trees, there was little cover to be had this time of year, and Killian was relying on the element of surprise. Below, the first raider's horse stepped past the marker, and a heartbeat later, the deafening roar of falling rocks filled the air. Debris tumbled across their path, and recognizing they'd been ambushed, the Anuk warriors drew their blades, retreating back the way they'd come at a gallop, only to come face to face with the Mudamorian force trailing them. There was no way for them to get the gold-laden camel over the rocks, but they could get over them on foot if they chose. "Go!" Killian willed them. "Take the escape route and run!" But instead, the Anuk pulled their weapons. Anger flared through him, and Killian shouted, "Attack!" Leaping to his feet, he slid down the steep embankment, hearing Sonia and the rest of his soldiers following behind. The Anuk drew tight around the camel, large shields held above their heads against the barrage of arrows from Killian's bowmen, their swift desert horses prancing beneath them. Killian pulled his sword, the bowmen ceasing their assault as the two forces collided. He crossed blades with a big man, metal singing as they fought, the man's horse squealing and reaching for Killian with yellow teeth. He stepped out of range, then spun and ran the warrior through, not stopping to watch the man fall before rounding on the next. It was a brutal and bloody dance, the forces well matched in skill and enmity. But Killian saw nothing but his opponents, felt nothing but the thrill of the adrenaline coursing through his veins as they fought and fell to his weapons.
"Killian!"
Sonia's voice tore him from the moment. And stepping away from a fallen man, he searched for her.
"The goddamned camel!"
she shouted, pointing. His eyes tracked to where a lone rider led the laden camel toward a narrow gap left by the rock slide. And without thinking, he caught hold of the reins of one of the horses, swinging into the saddle. Digging in his heels, he galloped in pursuit, not stopping to look if any of his men followed. Clearing the slide, his eyes fixed on the Anuk warrior, the small man's sand-colored clothing blending into the coat of his horse, face obscured by the veils they wore to block the endless desert sun. The camel carried a heavy burden, and Killian rapidly gained ground. The warrior hazarded a glance over his shoulder, and Killian saw how his eyes widened. But instead of abandoning camel and gold, the man tried to urge it faster.
"Fool!"
muttered Killian, and he laid his spurs into the small horse's sides and leapt over a pile of rocks the raider was forced to ride around. Drawing up alongside the camel, he sliced the taut leather lead, the camel slowing even as the warrior's mount galloped on.
"Catch him,"
a voice whispered in his head.
"Kill him."
But Killian ignored the voice, instead slowing next to the camel. The warrior hauled on his mount's reins, the horse wheeling and bucking as the man glared back at Killian. Yet instead of retreating, the idiot dug in his heels and charged back toward him.
"Have it your way,"
Killian muttered, lifting his blade. Sword met sword with a clash of metal. The horses sidled next to each other and lashed out with teeth and hooves, as trained to fight as their riders. The warrior was good. Better than any Killian had fought today, moving with speed and skill. But he was half Killian's size, and in the end, strength counted for something. With a hard strike, Killian sent the other man's sword spinning off into scrub brush. But in a flash, the Anuk warrior had a knife in hand, ready to throw it. Killian was faster. His sword sliced through the air toward the warrior's exposed side. Right as the man's veil slipped, revealing the face of a boy. Too late. Killian tried to alter his strike, but his weapon still slid along the boy's ribs. A hiss of pain filled his ears. But instead of attempting to flee, the boy lifted the knife, obviously intending to fight to the bitter end. But Killian had never harmed a child, and he refused to do so today. Reaching down, he caught hold of the boy's leg and pulled him off his horse, sending him tumbling onto the rocky ground. In a heartbeat, he was off his own mount, pinning the boy's arms with his knees while he pulled up the side of the boy's bloody shirt to assess the wound.
"What are you doing, you Morimorian piece of shit?"
the boy shouted.
"Too much of a coward to finish the fight?"
"It's too hot to fight," Killian answered. "And I got what I wanted." He gestured toward the camel, which stood half asleep in the sun. "Unlike you." Killian ripped a piece of fabric from the boy's shirt and bound his wrists, tightening the knot as the boy squirmed, trying to get free. Ignoring the onslaught of cursing that was eerily reminiscent of Finn, Ken stuffed a piece of fabric against the boy's wound, then bound it tight.
"Go home," he said. "Tell your people that if they raid again, they will find me waiting for them, and that I will show them no mercy."
"As if we expect mercy from a child killer like you,"
the boy snarled.
"Nor do we wish it. What we want is vengeance."
Killian blinked.
"Child killer? What are you talking about?"
"You are the Dark Horse,"
the boy hissed.
"The one who attacks our villages in the night."
Unease filled Killian's stomach, his skin crawling.
"I've never once been across the border."
"Lies! The survivors said the raiders wore your symbol."
Rhea had said the Rowanus army had ceased its raids on Anukastre when the king conscripted the majority of the region's soldiers, which was many months ago. And even if this were vengeance for prior acts of war, why in the name of the Six would they have been wearing the Kalorian symbol? Unless the thunder of hooves rolled through the valley, hooves coming from the west. And the boy grinned.
"It seems I'll have my vengeance sooner rather than later."
Swearing, Killian grabbed the reins of the horse and flung himself into the saddle, catching hold of the camel's lead. Driving both animals into a gallop, he headed in the direction of his soldiers, casting a backward glance as he rounded the bend. A dozen Anuk on horseback appeared, the boy shouting at them to pursue. Digging in his heels, he urged his mount to more speed, dropping the reins of the camel. His soldiers came into sight, along with a pile of Anuk corpses. His stomach hollowed.
"Retreat!"
he shouted.
"They've got reinforcements!"
His soldiers grabbed the reins of the loose horses, and leaning out of the saddle, Killian caught hold of Sonia's arm, pulling her up behind him.
"Go!"
They all broke into a gallop, but Killian felt Sonia twist behind him.
"There's only 12 of them," she shouted. "We can take them."
Killian only shook his head, because if what the boy had said were true, the real enemy was much closer to home.